No, you're good.
Oh, thanks. I'm just digging. I'm mining for compliments.
Compliment. We just did a addiction test there, Dan, and you still
compliments.
Just, you're just blubbering.
Rude. Sorry. I know I put a bit of pound on, but you don't need to go on all that, me being made of fucking blubbers.
I'm recording. Yeah. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. Wake up! Hello, welcome to Tell Me More with Matt and Dan. In this podcast, Dan tells me a lovely morsel, and I then have to decide whether I put it down a toilet or put it in a box. You decide which one's good and which is not. I know.
I'm Dan. The morsel's a fact, the toilet's the shitter, and the box is the memory box.
And I'm Matt, and he's right. Straight up, bussing, no cap.
No cap. How are you?
Yeah, good, good, good.
That's good.
I've not had a big day, me. I've not been doing a lot.
I've driven more than we're going to be recording this podcast today. But we've seen each other a lot this week.
3 days on in a row.
On the trot?
I've got the trots. Oh. Yeah, a little poo-poo.
We saw some plays.
We did. I saw three.
And we also saw 360 Degree National Geographic.
We did. Now, that was fun. That was great. Yeah, seeing the Australian flora and fauna.
If people think we don't like finding out things, we go to educational things extracurricularly. Can I try saying that one more time?
Yeah, go on.
Extracurricularly. Even with emphasis, I can't say it.
If he knows facts, he still can't speak.
Yeah.
Okay, what shit have you got?
Ready for today's facts?
Yeah, go on.
All right. Large rodents are attacking the rich in Argentina.
Wow, Dan. Tell me more. Okay, so we had a chat just while the intro was going, and I was like, wait, no, isn't it Venezuela because they're a socialist country? And Dan said, the large rodents, they don't follow politics.
They don't. So there's a private gated community in Argentina called Nordelta, which has been invaded by capybaras for over 4 years.
What?
Yeah.
Not capybaras.
What some people might not know is, what is a capybara?
Why don't you show them? We'll put it on our Instagram. When we put this up, it's going to be a lovely photo of a few capybaras with my friend Daniel Ridley over here.
So, yeah, they're the largest living rodents. They're semi-aquatic.
Oh.
Just looked at me. You do know we're getting recorded audio. You just stared at me.
I'm like, no, fake news. Fake news, mate. I don't agree.
But they're semi-aquatic.
Yeah.
Short-haired, brown rodents with blunt snouts, short legs, small ears, and almost no tail.
Oh, is it like a little nub, like a boxer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like a box of nubs.
Oh, a box of nubs. Into shame. Oh, box of nubs.
They're super chilled animals. They are. They're super chilled animals.
No cap bussing for
no
days.
Capybara.
No capybara. No capybara.
Straight up bussing. No capybara.
That's going to be, when I want to get rid of all the capybaras, I'm like, no cap. No cap. They just straight up bussing.
When you were asking before what cap stands for, it's capybara.
I knew it. No cap.
But there's pictures of them out there with them just chilling alongside like cheetahs, crocodiles. They just chill out alongside them.
Why do you think that is?
They just get on with everyone, I think.
Yeah.
Except.
Oh my God, you're the capybara.
I am.
You are the capybara of the human world.
I don't get too involved, but I'll hang out alongside anyone.
I'll hang out with a bloodthirsty killer.
The refugees, the dispossessed. The
politicians.
The politicians.
And the racists.
The Venezuelans.
No, we love the Venezuelans. But yeah,
we've got a few Venezuelan fans, don't we?
Yes. Hello to the people in Venezuela. I hope your socialism is going well, and I hope you stop eating rats. That was the thing that I was talking about. Because
okay.
Right-wing politicians over in the US are like, in Venezuela, they're eating rats because of socialism. And it's like, what? Go on.
So they chill out with a bunch of different animals. There's even videos
Republicans!
There's videos of capybaras riding crocodiles as they are swimming. And you just see them come past. Which is amazing. I love it. Yeah, they hang out with monkeys. Cats, dogs, they're just... they're, honestly, Google, we'll put up on the fucking Instagram as well, I'm sure. Mm. Something will get put on there.
Maybe.
We did say a lot was getting put on last year.
Yeah, and our bloody marketing person, ooh, Kenneth.
Williams.
Yeah. Should we have a talk to him? Kenneth.
I'll talk to him.
Okay.
Kenneth.
Yeah.
We really wanted to add some stuff. We mentioned in the podcast last year that we were going to post things to the Instagram. Just had noticed that the only thing on the Instagram was when we initially announced the podcast. What's that all about?
Yes, well, I'll tell you one thing for sure, Daniel. One of the main reasons as to why I haven't put anything on the Instagram is because I've been dead for quite some time, and I do not actually know what Instagram is. I died when I put the first post up 60 years ago.
Oh, that'll be why then.
Yes.
Who was that?
Alice.
Hello?
Hello.
Are you
all right?
Yeah, are you busy right now?
You're on with Matt and Dan.
Oh, hello. Oh, sorry, I can call you back later.
No, it's okay. Well, what can we get a...
Give us a quick fact.
Yeah, quick fact.
A quick fact. Harry Styles has 3 nipples.
Excellent. Thank you so much for coming on. Tell Me More with Matt and Dan.
Oh my God, I'm kind of honoured right now. You can definitely cut this though.
Don't worry, we will. Goodbye, have a great day.
Pelicans... They, for some reason, don't like capybaras.
Because they keep them in their mouths.
No, they just keep attacking them.
Yeah, they put them in their mouths because they pay rent. They pay rent in there. Capybaras live in the gullet, the gizzard. They live in the gizzard of the pelican. And they stop paying rent. It's the housing crisis gone mad, Dan. That's why they're always biting them.
Well, I think we spoke briefly about them last year when I was talking about sperm whales and mantis shrimp.
I remember us speaking last year briefly.
Generally,
it was brief but to the point. But I do think you did.
We've got
mention...
a solid 10 episodes.
Yeah, capybaras. Yes, it's on. Yeah, yeah,
love them even more now because they're class warriors.
What? As in, like, class? As in, like, oh yeah, they're proper good.
They're proper right nice.
Proper right nice. Or when you play Dungeons and Dragons, they're a class. You've got your you've got your wizards, your mages, your rogues, and capybara. So they're warriors, class warriors.
Oh yeah. So, Nor Delta is an affluent city in Tigre Partido, Buenos Aires, in Argentina.
Do you know who lived in Buenos Aires?
Who?
Ava Perón, she lived in Buenos Aires.
What'd she have to say for herself?
Don't cry for me, Argentina.
So it's the Buenos Aires province. So it's about 30 kilometers from the capital federal.
Ooh.
Which is the capital city, I imagine.
It's called federal.
Yeah.
Weird.
They're not socialists.
Oh, bastards.
But it's a large gated community originally made up of 9 neighborhoods, and it was founded in 1999 and known as the first Ciudad Pueblo, which is city ville in English, of Argentina. So it was the first big, rich, gated community in Argentina.
Wow.
So there were swimming pools, soccer, tennis fields, a shopping mall, medical center, a sports club, 4 private schools,
capybaras.
Well, that's the thing. It was built on old capybara territory.
I'm so happy you just started listing things that are in a town. They had roads and a tree. One of the roads had a set of lights around it. Only one. They weren't there yet. I think they had a few books in the library. Most of it was the Bible.
the complete works of Shakespeare.
Complete works.
There was Much Ado About Nothing, Romeo and Juliet, Macbeth. They had all the sonnets. Sonnet number one.
Can you read it to me?
Three, four,
six, not five.
Oh, no, someone took that out yesterday when I was counting.
No, it were too racy.
Which one's sonnet five?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Here's sonnet five.
Oh, go on then.
Those hours that with gentle work did frame a lovely... You turned me off.
Yeah.
Because it was getting too racy.
It was. Oh, God, the poor people of Argentina.
But this was built on old, this neighbourhood, not the works of Shakespeare.
Did you say it was built on a burial ground?
No, on old capybara territory. Even worse.
Oh, God.
To some people.
Yeah, me. Yeah, you, mate.
So it was built on the wetlands of the River Paraná. Give you two guesses what's in that river. Capybaras.
I like how, like, every time you say, like, an Argentinian word, you're like, all right, how can I put my global words on it?
Well, there's a little apostrophe above the A, so I can't say it like a bloody Brit, can I?
Well, you could. You could be like...
Piranha. No, it's P-A-R-A-N-A with a hyphen.
Pranya. Nonya.
Nonya fucking business. So it's a major river, second to only the Amazon in South America in terms of size.
Wow.
How mad's that?
That's a big one.
And that's where the capybaras lived. And then they came along and built a bloody nine neighbourhoods with four private schools, with a sauna.
The works of Shakespeare, Much Ado About Nothing, Macbeth.
Right on top of it.
How dare they?
And so for the next two decades after 1999, the capybaras remained hidden and only came out at night. So they used to like dash from the lake to the trees and everything like that, but only at nighttime when no one was around.
Okay, that's nice.
But 2020 came along with bloody COVID. So all of a sudden, all the parks are empty, all the streets are empty, everyone's at home, isolating, like they should have. So they thrived. They just were out during the day now. There's no one to scare them off.
Oh my God, Capybaraville. So
they were walking in the streets in the daytime. They took over all the local parks when nobody was there, eating all the grass and everything like that. And the population thrived of capybaras, not people.
Oh, okay.
Maybe the Pope. I don't know. I didn't look at the...
No, it's because they were frontline workers, Dan. They were the only people that could go out and start making the money for the
Pope. Capybaras were on the checkouts.
They were. They were in bars, throwing...
We've said two things that weren't exactly frontline workers. So the capybara population grew by 16% in 1 year.
Jeepers.
Because of the fact that they were flourishing. But then, unfortunately... An extremely dry winter meant there wasn't much rainfall and all the grass in the parks dried up.
Oh.
So the cappies got braver and bolder and they went into people's manicured lawns and started eating all their grass and rose bushes.
Yeah!
They were knocking people over from their bikes and causing traffic jams and accidents. They were being absolute terrors. All these like small dogs that they all lived with tried attacking the capybaras and the capybaras just knocked them over as well. Nothing was stopping them. They were hungry boys. They just wanted to get some bloody food in them.
Exactly.
And I've seen videos of them. They just seem to have no peripheral or concept of people living amongst them. So there's videos of them like being in the grass and they say there's like grass path lake.
Mm.
It has them eating grass and then they want to run to the lake. They'll just run through the path, not stopping for anyone. So people are getting bowled over by these capybaras because they're not used to living amongst humans now.
Oh.
So they're just going straight to the lake going, I want to go lake. And then just go straight through it.
I want to go lake.
Yeah. So in July 2022, a group of residents went to the press griping about a capybara invasion.
Ugh.
And calling for the authorities to move the animals out to a nature reserve.
Mm.
If you were there, it'd be no cap.
No cap.
I thought about that when you said it.
Nothing but cap, baby.
Because the capybaras are just the coolest bloody looking animals, like they've got a constant chilled expression. They always look like they're just about to fall asleep.
They look blazed out of their minds.
They've got like big chunky heads as well. Everyone, when it got posted to the media, were on the capybaras' side.
As they should.
So, and the residents weren't expecting that. They were expecting a lot of support, but all of a sudden they became extremely hated because they wanted to get rid of the capybaras.
Bastards.
And they were seen as hypocrites.
Mm.
Because it was originally the capybara's land.
Exactly.
And they built their neighborhood on top. Mm. So why are they now wanting to get rid of them?
Great point. I love seeing animals versus humans. I think it's my favorite thing in the world. And my favorite is the Great Emu War of Australia.
Amazing stuff.
It's so good. The Australian...
It's actually the same thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but we lost.
Well, you don't know the outcome of
this. Oh, yeah,
yet.
We're probably going to lose this as well. But a fucking army against emus. And
have
we
you
lost.
Met the buggers?
Yo, pretty dangerous.
They're really rough. Pick your eyes out.
What's that? Can you do the noise?
That's what a cookie sounds like. They do. They sound like drums.
Yeah, true. More.
So then they went to a vote about what to do with the capybaras. But the vote came in to not get rid of them.
Yeah, good.
But it did create a discussion. So they chose to respect the animals. And that was what the vote came to.
Mm-hmm.
So what should they do? The town then requested ecological assistance. Because up until 1999, when the town was made,
yeah,
the capybaras were nearly hunted to extinction.
Oh.
But in gated communities, hunters can't get to them.
Oh.
So they were like, well, now they're here. They're in a gated community. What can we do? Before we go into that, though, yeah. I went on some really fucking horrible websites to do my research to see why people hunt capybaras. Because I was like, they're not that big.
And their fur's not very nice. It's quite stringy.
Well, apparently, it's pursued for its skin because there's a special fatty substance on it that covers the hairs, and that's used in perfumes.
Oh!
Well, that's like whale fat or something like that. Whale vomit is in perfumes as well.
Is it in your Mont Blanc?
Why mine?
Because
just mine.
I've just put some on.
Just mine.
Yeah.
And when I went to Japan and met them, I got brought a little turkey baster with me.
You're like, yeah, go on, there we go.
Oh, they get me. Give me that. You. Give me that skin fat.
Oh, I smell like eau de parfum. Oh, lovely.
And also because of the meat. It's often described as the best game meat in South America. And during the Spanish colonization, the Catholic missionaries loved capybara so much. And because it's semi-aquatic, they convinced the Vatican to classify capybaras as fish so that during fast, they can still eat them.
Oh, poor little capybaras.
I know, but it reminds me also of a fact I heard a few years ago that the giant tortoises didn't receive a scientific name for over 300 years because they need to be delivered from South America to Europe to be classified and given a scientific name.
Right.
But they're so goddamn tasty that they never finished the voyage. They just kept eating them. So even like Charles Darwin, who famously loved giant tortoises, they put 30, 40 in the boat and went, right, come on now. We need to get to London and give these guys a scientific name. Oh, but they're so bloody tasty. They're so Moorish.
So Moorish.
They're like Pringles. Once you pop, you can't stop. But for 300 years, they couldn't get a single giant tortoise from the Galapagos
so
to
silly.
London to give a scientific name because they're so tasty.
Oh, God.
Like, how tasty can something be?
It's like crack. It's like poor Charles Darwin on his bloody boat. He's there scratching away at his skin like, I gotta get some more, man.
These people in the scientific community are like, right, go back and get some more. And then two years later, just a bunch of empty shells and then with their pants undone. Oh, it happened again.
Send me back.
Let's go get another.
Oh, bugger.
So apparently they're the most tastiest thing that you just can't. You can't have a voyage without them. So back to the cappies, though.
Oh, yeah.
The ecologists. Eco fellows.
Those fellows like ecosystem, yeah.
Yep. They agreed that there was an overpopulation problem now with the capybaras and there wasn't enough food.
With the capybaras?
Them. Yeah, because they're in this gated community and they've just been eating all this grass.
The people, they're the problem, Dan. That we are the problem.
But if the gated community wasn't there, they'd have been hunted to extinction.
By who?
The hunters.
Exactly. We're the problem,
oh, yeah.
Dan.
Don't get me wrong. We are the problem.
Dan, this is not the side to be on. Why are you on the people's side?
I'm not.
You love the people so much. If you love the people so much, why don't you marry them?
I'm allowed to say these things. I've got capybaras as mates. My friend's a capybara. So they needed a plan on a harmonious coexistence with the humans. And they couldn't be taken to any like reserves or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they've lived in a gated community and they have no kind of sense of... Like, they have no natural predators there. So they have no sense of, like, looking after themselves. That have just been let out, in a reserve and just been hunted down by, like, their predators.
They get out and they're like, okay, what have you brought me here for? Is it just day out?
It's just a little excursion.
Yeah, all right.
Is there a tourist desk?
Yeah, just take us back. There's no point in us being there. Just take us back.
So they needed to stay in the community, essentially.
Yes.
But they needed to limit the numbers that there are. And they're still trying to figure out how to limit the numbers because they've already signed off. There's definitely not going to be any culling. No capybara is going to be killed to bring down the numbers.
Mm.
But apparently, capivasectomies are on the table because they did it with deer in New York, apparently. Like the
strange,
state.
Strange Christmas song.
The deer vasectomy of New York.
Yeah.
So they stopped mowing the grass in the parks. And so that means that they've got more to eat.
Oh.
And there's, like I said, there's different ways they're going about it. But that's one definite thing they've done is they're letting grass and plants grow. So they've got more food to support them. They're going to start giving them vasectomies, apparently, so that there's going to be less. Because like in 1 year, it grew by 16% of the population. So they need to kind of dwindle the numbers so that they can live harmoniously with humans.
Mm.
But it's become something around the world where urban areas are kind of accepting wildlife to come back in. COVID was definitely a thing where wild animals have come back into the communities, but also because of climate change and their natural habitats getting destroyed from urban development.
Yeah.
Places like London, so in the West End, they're adding vegetation to roofs, walls and streets to create
for capybaras.
No,
how's a capybara getting on a roof? Like, sorry John, gotta drop you off here. How do we get down?
What time's Wicked on?
So if you can't find me, I'll be on your roof.
No, so they're putting them on. So there's more plants available for native birds and bees and bats. So they're on the roofs of the West End.
The triple Bs. Love them.
Oh, my. And then a fact I found out while driving down here, so only about 25 minutes ago, was that GM Motors in America, they're using all the excess car parts and things to create artificial stalagmites.
I thought you were talking about capybaras.
Artificial capybaras. Just these like mecha baras.
Hello, Dan. Have you got any grass for me to feed on? Nom, nom, nom.
It's lawnmowers. Oh.
So, okay. Hear me out.
I've put sleepy eyes on a lawnmower.
I've seen these strange animals down in Argentina, and it was cutting grass like nobody's business. I've got an idea. I get all these used car parts, and I make a capybara just to clean the grass. You got it? Johnson, that's a lawnmower.
No, so they make artificial stalagmites in caves, and so that the bats can use them.
It sounds like that Jones guy. It's turning the frogs gay. It's like artificial stalagmites for
bats. By GM Motors. Big car industry is making more bats. No, so what
when you find a bat in your backyard, you can blame Big Motor.
But it's because there's a disease called white nose syndrome.
Like dogs have. No, pink nose.
Yeah, sort of, but that's not dangerous for dogs.
Isn't it?
No, it's just like a mutation they get.
Oh, it's just a little bit of fun.
Yeah, they get white nose syndrome. So by creating artificial stalagmites in caves, it allows the bat population to spread so it doesn't get passed on in big group clusters.
Oh.
That's one thing they're doing. And then another is like things like nature bridges over highways. There's a few in Perth and things like that. So
I love them.
And then in 2021, it became mandatory for all new buildings built in New York City to incorporate bird-friendly elements such as patterned glass to prevent them from crashing. And there's also people now theorizing instead of using in cities where there's a massive rat population, instead of putting down traps and poisons that could be toxic to the environment, just get more owls in.
I'm seeing a contractor who is an owl with a visor on, a cigarette in his little beak, and he's like, right, okay, let me understand.
It's a big job.
It's a massive job. You got to understand, I got unions behind me. I got millions of unions. How are you going to compensate us? Red. You got yourself a deal.
Oh, son of a bitch, you got yourself a deal.
You drive a hard bargain.
Sofen.
Get more owls in. It's so funny. But it's like we got rats. Okay, get the owls in.
We got too many owls. Crocodiles in.
Mr. Mayor, too many crocodiles. What do we do?
Bear.
What, the animal? No, get everyone streaming the bear right now. FX is the bear.
They'll stay inside. It's a good series.
Then the cracks will just eat themselves.
Eat themselves tail first. They'll be like leather hula hoops everywhere. So for now, capybaras are invading the... Oh, actually, I've got one more fact, sorry.
Oh, don't listen to him, Lady.
A guinea pig's vagina. So guinea pigs look like small capybaras.
Oh, is that what a guinea pig is? Oh, right, okay. That's how you're bringing it into this now.
So they look like, capybaras are like massive guinea pigs.
Sorry, okay, a guinea pig's vagina. Oh, but a guinea pig looks like a capybara. Okay, Dan, let's see how you pull this one out.
A guinea pig's vagina is the same size as a human nostril.
You had to say it again.
A guinea pig's vagina is the same size as a human nostril.
I'm never sneezing again.
So when the person who invented the pap smear was testing out the process, they were using tools that you use on your nose on guinea pigs to see if it works.
Oh, no.
So for now, capybaras are invading the rich and they're here to stay.
Why did you tell me that?
I found that fact out driving down as well. And I thought I'd shoehorn that in because I thought it was quite interesting. Yep. So, Matt.
Oh, my God.
Are you glad I told you more?
Yeah! Oh, my God. See, I was going to do the harp anyway. It's just the implementation of the guinea pig's nun at the end.
Like, every episode's now going to end with a fact about a guinea pig.
Exactly.
Vagina.
Next week, if you do something shit boring, but then in the end you're like, and did you know a crocodile has no penis? It's just like, so good. It's so good. Ed McMahon hasn't got any nails. I love random fact. A computer can actually finger itself. No, great one. Great one. I did.
Thank you very much.
You chose wisely. Thank you so much for listening today.
How can people submit their own facts?
Bird call.
Get the owls in.
You gotta get the owls in. No, I got too much on my plate. I got 78 rats for dinner last night. My kids are obese. Thank you for listening to today's episode of the podcast. You can submit some lovely little facts to us at our Instagram, which is tellmemore.pod.au.
That's tellmemore.pod.au.
I've been Matthew.
I've been Dan.
And this has been Tell Me More with Matt and Dan. I'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
Did you like the guinea pig vagina?
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Fade us out now.
I don't know. I kind of like it. It's kind of funny.
I like cutting this bit out anyway.
Oh, okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.